This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
One of the most important policies of President Ramaphosa's government, the Integrated Resource Plan, has been approved and made public. It's certainly been the big talking point since Friday. It covers the decade to 2030 and it gives clarity on and direction for energy investments in the country. And these investments, as JP Luntman mentioned in a note today, could be considerable. We saw the successful renewable energy program receiving investments of 210 billion rand for 4,000 megawatts connected to the grid and 6,000 megawatts procured. And of this, 42 billion rand, or 20%, was foreign direct investment. The new IRP envisages new capacity here of 29,488 megawatts, 5 to 7 times more. And it means the plan brings South Africa a lot closer to the president's goal of a 1.2 trillion rand investment. I'm joined now by Thabang Odat, Acting Deputy Director General for Policy and Planning in the Department of Minerals and Energy. Evening, Deputy DG. The obvious first question is, what happened with the wrong IRP being gazetted initially?
Good evening, Micah. We have updated, in fact, on the same date that we had updated with the correct version. Perhaps what I need to explain is the differences between what was gazetted in the morning of the 18th of October to that which was gazetted in the late afternoon.
Deputy DG, please, can I stop you there? I don't think you have to explain. I think the market now has its hand on the correct version. I just would like to know how a mix-up like that could happen.
Yeah, look, it was an internal process which a slight oversight, because there were many versions that the team was working on. So I think towards the final submission to the government printers, a wrong version was sent. But, I mean, the differences are not that significant. The table is still the same. So it was just a small hurdle towards the end.
I've been chatting to many involved in the energy space, some in the renewable side, some in the base load, or perhaps I shouldn't say base load, the fossil fuel side with coals. And gas and nuclear, and everyone seems to be broadly happy that we finally have the IRP. Yes, there are some debates around the fringes as to whether there is enough certainty, but the broad message that I'm getting is that at least we have the policy on the table and now we can start to move forward. So there is an important issue now of ensuring that we procure this emergency shortfall of between 2,000 and 3,000 megawatts, and that primarily as a result of the fall in the energy availability factor from Eskom's coal fleet, and obviously what's going on with the much delayed Medupi and Kusile plants. Can you just share some detail on this and when it's expected, and whether or not it'll be through the IPP office, or how you're going to be issuing these requests for information?
Yes, sure, Michael. So the problem that we're trying to solve for in the immediate term is the supply and demand gap of up to 3,000 megawatts. And correctly so, as you indicate, this is due to lower plant performance of the existing fleet. So what we are working on as the department through the IPP office is to issue a request for information to the market so that we get an understanding of what other options are available in the market to close this 3,000 megawatts gap. The work is almost complete. We will be issuing the RFI in the next 2 weeks or so, and the intention is to basically for us to understand what options are available from the market. Shortly thereafter, we'll follow with an RFP, which will be a process to start to procure those available options from the market.
And is that going to be done through the IPP office or through the department?
So let me explain the relationship between the IPP office and the department. So all our work in relation to implementation of the IRP, we do it through the IPP office. It has always been like that since 2010, and it's not about to change. So all the work that will be done to implement the IRP will be through the IPP office.
I do think that the market became a little bit frightened when Karen Breitenbach left her post, and it did seem to take the market by surprise. I think there has been some concern. When you look at the broad...
Michael, I think we have a capable team at the IPP office. I don't think the success of that office must be attributed to one person, one individual. It's quite unfortunate, because there's quite a team of competent individuals at that office, and the work continues.
Absolutely, Deputy DG, I'm just relaying some concern that has been relayed to me from the market, but quite clearly that the team is in place. If you look at the plan, and the broad mix still incorporates coal in the plan, shouldn't we, if you look at the fact that coal and the financing of coal is becoming so much more contentious, banks are being forced by shareholders to reveal their coal funding policies, shouldn't we be subsidising coal workers and communities to help them transition instead, rather than subsidising coal?
Yeah, maybe let's take this in the correct context, Michael. So over the next 10 years, Eskom will be decommissioning approximately 10,000 megawatts of its own coal-fired power plants. And so these will be, you know, be brought to the end of life, and they will be shut down. So that's 10,000 megawatts worth of coal power-fired power generation. Side by side with that, the IRP is introducing 1,500 megawatts of new coal-fired power plant. And the IRP is very specific. This is not your typical old technology of coal, which is known for quite high number of emissions into the atmosphere. This is a new type of technology which has much more reduced emissions into the atmosphere. Secondly, the IRP projects approximately 25,000 megawatts of renewable energy from hydro, from PV and from wind. So although coal plays a role in the IRP, but that role is reducing significantly in the next 10 years. And this IRP recognizes that for coal to continue to be part of the mix, that technology needs to improve. It needs to be, you know, cleaner than the traditional coal that we all know. The vendors that we have engaged, I mean, they are of the view that the sooner the coal technology changes, so that, you know, because the issue is not coal, the issue is the carbon emissions from coal. Mm. So if you can find better technologies to convert that coal into electricity without the adverse impact into the atmosphere, then that those projects will be fundable.
And obviously, with that technology, scrubbers and things, flue gas desulfuration, it does become a lot more expensive, doesn't it?
Yeah, initially, as with any new technology, the curve will be expensive at the beginning, but over time, as the technology matures, the price will taper down. And this is where we were when we started with the renewable IPPs. A very expensive bid window 1-3, and that's why we are now in negotiations with the sponsors for those projects. But over time, we've seen the renewable coming down nicely to what is now, you know, even below 1 rand kind of numbers for bid window 5, or at least that's the expectation from our side.
And we know the government is talking to the current independent power producers about how much government is paying for generating that power. During the media conference, the minister did say that talks are with producers from bid windows 1, 2, and 3. Are talks also considered for bid windows 4 and 4.5, or is it just those first three?
No, the current talks are limited to those first three projects.
Now, the Minister of Energy also made it clear that you're pinning your hopes on gas in this as well. The IRP provides for only 10% of new capacity over the next decade coming from gas. Is this just an infrastructure constraint, and why is this?
Yeah, that's correct. When you look at the gas industry in South Africa, there's one major player in the gas industry. So and this is the pipeline from Mozambique, importing gas into South Africa. So if you want to deploy large gas infrastructure, it will take us time, firstly, to build that infrastructure. It will take us time, secondly, to have the relationship with the current countries that have gas as a resource. Side by side, South Africa is also busy with its own gas exploration. We have the shale gas, we have the Brulpadda, the Total finding. So we believe that the next iterations of the IRP will start to see gas picking up significantly going forward.
And in terms of the gas infrastructure procurement, you mentioned that the IRP procurement happens through the IPP office. For that 1,000 megawatts, will that be IPP and not Transnet? And how, bundled or unbundled? Because the RFQs needed to happen 2 years ago already for delivery by 2024.
Let me start with the Transnet question. There's a specific role that Transnet plays in the energy value chain, and we have had many engagements with Transnet around their natural gas strategy, and you know it took us a bit of time to get to a point where we align with them, but I think there's a recognition that there are certain state-owned companies, including Transnet. I mean, the others is the Central Energy Fund, which reports to the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy. They play different roles. They have certain mandates that the aligned function departments, for example, Department of Transport, has given certain mandates to Transnet, which they monitor. So Transnet will play a role, but there are other players in the value chain. The procurement of gas to power, as I said, the implementation of the IRP will be through the IPP office, but the gas infrastructure on its own is not an IPP matter. It's a development of an industry, which we call the gas industry. And that is the Ministry of Energy to decide who is best placed from the entities that the ministry has to drive that market development process. So it's not necessarily a power issue. We're using a power as an initial anchor because it has the ability to, you know, take a lot of volumes from the beginning. But to develop the industry is not an IPP office matter. It's a Mineral Resources of Energy matter.
Deputy DG, I wish I could chat to you for the next 60-odd minutes. Unfortunately, we just don't have the time. But what I would like to say is well done to you and your team at the department and everyone who's worked on putting the IRP together. Finally, we have a gazetted plan after 10 years, and it is now time to move forward. Thanks for your time.